60 seconds of science.
You know the business, and I know the chemistry.
Yes, science!
My leash is cut. I'm let to run free like the wild stallion that I am.
No, like the science nerd that you are.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Behind the scenes, Keisha's always trying to get sciencey things into the show. I always say, no, Keisha, people don't care about these things.
They totally care.
Once a week.
People message us about this a lot.
No, they don't.
Well,
anyone can start a fake Facebook account and message me.
I know that you're going to love this one.
Okay.
The question I'm asking today is, can you actually die from a broken heart?
Okay.
So you might, I'm going to sneak a tiny bit in first. You might have heard about this when, like, elderly couples, you know, they're seemingly healthy, one of them dies, and within a matter of days, the other one dies as well. And it's kind of a question. Now, we're not talking about a heart attack, okay?
It's a real broken heart.
A real broken heart. Okay. It is not a heart attack. Okay?
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I've got your timer.
Okay.
Take it away, mate.
All right. To a cardiologist, a heart attack means a blocked coronary artery or vein. Now, we're not talking about that. While we know that stress is terrible for your health, there's actually a strange medical phenomenon that mimics a broken heart, and it is called broken heart syndrome, or scientifically known as tachycardiomyopathy, okay?
Wow.
The syndrome is triggered by a sudden rush of adrenaline to the heart muscle. What this does is it actually shocks the bottom chambers of the hearts, known as the ventricles, causes them to stop pumping. So the top ones, known as the atria, blow up like a balloon. Now, the outward symptoms pretty much look like they're having a heart attack. So it's like chest pain, breathlessness, collapsing. But it can only be seen in patients who experience major emotional stress.
20 seconds.
It's often seen as a temporary condition, so the heart can return to its regular, shape and whatever. But the death rate is 4-5%. So there is an element of truth of saying that you can die from a broken heart, even though it's not as romantic as we think it is. Yeah.
Did you just nail 60 seconds? Like, on the exact end.
That usually I run over.
59.999
amazing?
Seconds.
So broken heart syndrome's an actual thing, but it's not like a romantic tale.
So does that mean that if you break up with someone and they're really sad about it and they die, could you go to jail for murder?
Maybe manslaughter.
Wow.
I don't know. You cause them to have a broken heart. You cause them to have...
Break someone's heart so hard.
Tachycardiomyopathy.
There you go.
You reckon I said that a couple times in practice? Yeah, I did.
Well done, 60 Seconds of Science. It was a good one, but we'll still put that on the shelf for another week. We'll be back next week on Hit 91.9.